Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome back to the Same Brain Podcast. I am so excited for today's episode because we have a very special guest.
But let's roll that intro first. Today's guest is Panos Panay. Now, he is not new to our podcast. This is his second appearance, and I am so excited because today we have a lot to talk about. We have Windows 11, we have new devices, and he is the perfect person to talk to from Microsoft.
I'm so excited. He was on the podcast before, but we are back now that Windows 11 is out, and with the introduction of all of these new devices, like that Surface Duo 2 and that Surface Laptop Studio.
Oh man, I'm excited.
So awesome. Let's call up Panos here on the Microsoft Teams. Hi.
You guys are together.
I know.
We are.
Like last time you were in different... By the way, I thought, Jenna, you were like traveling the world in a T-Mobile van or something like I've been watching.
I got back yesterday. So, and today was a very, very busy day. But you know what? It was worth it because we got a little sneak peek of some new devices and you're on the podcast. So it was worth coming back for.
Definitely. No, this is super exciting. So thank you for joining us again. And your new set here, this looks great.
Does it look good?
Thanks
for
having me.
I'm excited to be here. I'm so excited to see both of you.
No, this is great. Cool. The last time we were all in separate locations. So me and Jenna, our brains have reunited again, back to same brain. But this is great because I feel like you guys have just announced so many new products. And of course, with Windows 11, like this is kind of a monumental day and week.
Huge, huge. I think, you know, I take a lot of pride in how the team feels. So I always start there. Like there's a lot coming together where, you know, thousands of people, Windows, Surface coming together. When you're thinking about your products or you're thinking about your team, 20 months ago, we're talking about October 5th. That's the time. And when you get there, I'm not sure if I want to collapse, like take a long nap or, go out and party and celebrate, I know it's right on that edge somewhere.
Yeah, no, I guess you can do both, which is good.
I can't even imagine trying to plan ahead that long. Like when people ask me, what are you doing tomorrow? I freak out because I'm like, I have no idea. I can't commit. So what is that, you know, like trying to plan so far ahead for the future?
I think you know, there's always there's a need to understand where your customers are going to be, what they're asking for now, where tech is going to meet us, how we advance people with the tech that's coming. And if you're not, you know, don't get me wrong, if I could just build a product tomorrow and hand it to you, we'd do it. It'd be a lot easier. But you do have to align teams against that, you know, customer needs today and tomorrow and where the tech is going to be. And depending on your product cycle, that could take anywhere from 12 months to 36. And there have been a series of products here that we're launching that, you know, they're 2 years, 3 years, 4 years in the making. And it really does come down to, specifically, you got to hold on. I'm here, just my perspective, of course, Jenna, you need a vision and you got to hold on to that vision. Because if you turn too many times or if you're not convicted in it, boy, you just don't ship. You don't get products to people, which is what it's all about for me and for the team and for Microsoft. So you put a plan together, you get a team lined on a plan, you create the videos to create the vision, you create the documents to read, you create, you know, whatever presentation tools, and then you run. Once you agree, you run full speed, and then it might take 2 years, but then the results are hopefully what customers love.
Well, we did get a little bit of a hands-on with some of the devices, so I think we both can say that the time you guys spent, all the teams have spent, have paid off because our minds were just blown away with the devices. Like, they are beautiful. The new Surface Laptop Studio might be one of the most incredible things. Like, I held it and I was like, I know, it is right there. Oh my gosh, if you guys are watching the video, there it is. It is just, it's a beautiful device. It is just like this.
This is a rad.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the design behind it? Like what went into that design?
There was quite a bit. Like there's, you know, you start with your customer. What do they want to do? What do they need to do? There's no question. You're thinking all the way through those elements. It seems like the obvious answer, but true. Because in this case, you're a creator. But you also need the performance and power of a desktop. And you're in a mobile world. You're moving back and forth from studio to, you know, work to home, couch, pick, where. I think that balance of power, performance, if you will, in a laptop, but then the idea here was, how is it that we can create all that power in this small body and then get to that creator studio level? That was the thinking behind it.
It's really cool. And I think for a lot of illustrators and creators, and even also just for accessibility, like, this is really great. And it was awesome. Like, I was like, oh, it really felt like I was actually drawing on like a piece or something.
Did you get to use the haptics? Oh my
we
God.
Did. Yeah. It was cool.
It was so cool. And it's also very interesting too, because you're talking about, you guys are planning this far ahead. Well, I feel like everything over the past couple of years has completely shifted from what you probably were projecting to what actually had happened. So I feel like it's kind of perfect though, because these devices are exactly what we need and have needed over the past couple of years, because it's like people are working from various places. They are having these devices be entertainment, work, and also for kids at home learning. Like, there's so much that goes into it.
It's funny you say it. I remember, it's actually, you know, there isn't a better time to be using a PC, right? There's never been more essential. We need it. You need it to connect with each other more than anything. Right now, the way we're connecting, for me, it's almost like a dream, because I just, like 3 years ago, I remember like the microphone, the camera, it's the most important thing on the product. And be like, who uses a microphone and a camera on a PC? Like, I mean, seriously. Like, it's just a checkbox. Like, no, no, no. And, you know, you just see it now. Can you imagine your PC without a mic and a camera?
Yeah, especially, right? Okay, so we both had, like, I heard you experience the speakers on the Surface Laptop Studio, and then when I experienced it for myself, I was like, what? Like, I wasn't expecting that, because they sound so good with the Dolby Atmos, and they were so loud and clear, and it was like one of those moments where everybody in the room got silent. We're just like,
oh, and I clicked on one of my own YouTube videos, and then the sound of my voice was just echoing throughout the whole Microsoft lounge. I was like, no! And I had it in like the stage mode. So I was like, you know, everything is there, and I'm like looking for the volume. I'm like, no.
No, but it was a very impressive sound. So even just like, because I know there's times where sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish it was a little bit louder, but like, this was perfect, and it was such a good sound. So I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, and I think price point too, as far as some of these devices, like the tech is obviously being enhanced, but like, you know, price is coming down as well to make these things more accessible for more be able to get.
It's one of the goals, you know, to make sure like those who need the type of device they're going to get, how is it that we can make the right device at the right price point? And this is across OEMs. I think one of the beauties of Windows without any doubt is you have a choice. And it's different than other ecosystems, you know, whether it's Dell, HP, Lenovo, Samsung, Acer, Asus, if the brand that you're closest to, or Surface, you have a choice. And throughout the entire lineup, and that's one of the things that I find not only super intriguing about what Windows can bring, but I feel lucky that, you know, you're talking about over a billion people using Windows right now, which means they need access to a lot of different types of devices. We know we're not all the same. We're all unique, as it turns out, and these devices have to be unique for you. And I think that's pretty cool. So to your point, it matters. And you know, this is a powerhouse PC, but you can go anywhere in between, like, you know, just an entry point for what you love to do, like browsing and mail, all the way through for yourself a creative studio that you can go create off of, which I love.
Yeah, and I'm definitely more excited to get I've been using the Windows 11 beta, but obviously now we can dive into the real thing. I only got to use this device a little bit, but it was running really beautifully on it, and it was just, everything was so clean, you know, opening up with the Windows right there in the center. It's just so nice.
And it's also interesting.
Did you feel that? I mean, that's important, right?
Like, yeah.
That idea of, sorry, don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
That idea of calm, mm-hmm. that calm and centering. Did you get that, Jenna, when you were using the product? That was a huge mantra for the product while we were designing it.
No, 100%, because I feel like everything it's just sleek, and it's like these subtle little things that you can tell like have been really thought out, and it's nice, and it is definitely calming, because this has been a very hectic week. So when I sat down, like, I was actually just like, I was looking at this device and I was like, this is so beautiful, and I was like, this is incredible. So I felt it, because that was probably the most at peace I've been in a week. So the message was received.
What I think was interesting is, because things have changed so much since the previous version of Windows has been out, because we didn't have these touch devices like we do now. Like everybody has a touch device. So you are thinking kind of like touch first most of the time. So it's like now completely redesigning that. Like what was that process like for you guys kind of rethinking the way that people are actually interacting with devices?
You're hitting on something. Here's one of the tricks to Windows is you're designing a system for hundreds of different types of devices. So the first thing is, and you know, over a billion people. So you have to think, how is the tech going to adapt to the human that's using it, to the person that's using it? And to your point, like, yep, touch first mattered, but also in portrait, in landscape, in small, in large, and form factors. Even this, in this case, like to your point, if I'm going to open YouTube or I'm going to open Netflix in stage mode, and I'm just going to just have a beautiful immersive experience that was all a touch first experience at the end of the day, or if I was leaning back and getting into the depth of Windows using apps just without with maybe just a pen or my, you know, just touch and not using mouse and keyboard. Those are adjustments that you make. These are like daily iterative process moments. And you have to, when you're building it, one, the team's always thinking about the beauty, the details, every line, every seam, and how it comes together. That's both the pixels and the hardware. But the other side is the iterative process with our customers. So as we build the product, it's not that we're just sitting here building it and then we throw it over the fence and say, all right, what do you think, Justine? Do you love it? You know, and we do make it feel that way sometimes. But the truth is, as we create a feature, we test a feature. And sometimes it's not always known or understood why. Because if you're building for the future and somebody's using it, they're like, I don't know why I need this. And then it kind of comes to light later as the tech evolves or as the needs change. But there is a lot of, it's a lot of iteration, but it's a lot of attention to detail during that iteration. And you know, we talked about earlier, if you have 24 months to build a product, it gives you a little bit of leeway to adjust and adapt as you're hearing feedback from your customers. And that's what we've been trying to do. So now you're kind of at that end point, which is why, like, wow, it's kind of, right. It's the most humbling type of day, because this is the day where, you know, people judge your kid.
Yeah, it's like definitely
you show up
do.
And they're like,
oh. Yeah, we understand that. We've been on the internet for what, over
long
a decade,
time.
A very long time. So we get that with the judgment. It's hard. But I like you said, you know, it is important to listen to customers. And I feel like Microsoft did a really good job, especially when it comes to the Duo 2.
Yes.
We also got a little sneak peek hands-on with that today. Beautiful. Like, and it now comes in black.
Yeah, like we both loved the first one so much. And then when we saw, like, you know, the announcements of like all the different things that you guys have added, like, it's really awesome. It's really, really
the
great.
The notification is really incredible.
Oh,
and then
it.
We
love
now
that.
Have the three cameras in the back, which I took some pictures today and they looked really great. And we now can, you know, edit directly. The editing is actually really seamless and pretty great as well.
I was playing Minecraft Dungeons.
Oh yeah, that
and,
was
like,
fun.
You flip it over and it's basically, it felt like the old school, like Nintendo, like the 3DS.
I mean,
like,
we don't need to tell him.
No, that's true.
He knows.
You're right.
I'd rather you tell me, honestly.
Ago.
I just feel good. It seems like you've been paying attention to the product. I'm okay with that. I'm glad you're excited. Like when you're in category creation, you know, space, when a team is out there trying to invent new behavior and but trying to meet a need where customer you believe customers might need it. In this case, two screens side by side, the ability to be more productive, the ability to connect in different ways, edit your photos live, play games. You know, these are areas that you're gonna believe me, and it is hard when you launch a product and you feel criticism. And Duo 1. Yeah, it had its limitations. It didn't have the back camera. When it was closed, you weren't notified. There were certain things in there that we adjusted with Duo 2 that now the product, it rounds itself out to this incredibly kind of every line, every part of it. It's beautiful. It's thin. It feels good in your hands. But then it just brings these productivity and creativity elements to it that I don't think exists in any other product that fits in your pocket. I was very careful last year not to call it a phone. There was a lot of good reasons I used to take a lot of criticism for that.
But it can
like,
be.
Just
you
say
can
it's
make,
a phone.
You can make phone calls. You can make phone calls, but
it
yeah.
It is a phone. It's at the end of the day, it's a phone.
It's
I
so
take
much
a lot
more
of,
than
like,
a phone.
It, Duo 2 is, Duo 2 starts as, it starts as, yeah, it's a phone, but at the end of the day, it's so much more than that. You're right. And if you, you know, somebody said, "Panos, what devices it replaced?" You just jump in and say, "Look, you, this is it. It's my primary go-to phone right now, and it is an unbelievable delight to use and produce, create."
Something else that a lot of people don't realize is you guys started working on that before any of like the new Qualcomm chips even came out. So it's like you were not able to kind of put 5G into it because that chip was not even enabled at the time. So it's like a lot of those things, it's like the hindrances. You started years ago working on this, developing it, and then it comes out and you're like, oh man, tech has already changed so quickly.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, just getting into the weeds, when you say that, you can see the tech that's coming, but there are certain times where you make a decision and say it's not going to be needed yet. It doesn't mean people don't want it. But I think now with Duo 2, with Duo 2, you found this, I think we found a sweet spot for it. I'm pretty excited. Like, once this product launches, I can't wait to see what people are going to do with it. It's pretty exciting.
It's a really cool feature.
Aren't they cool? Notifications are super cool.
Yeah. Like,
right now, I'm nervous about what I missed, so I can just check. Which is quite a bit, but it's pretty cool.
I feel like too, like, I don't know about you, but for the past, you know, year and a half, 2 years, I feel like my need to multitask, or just maybe my distraction level, is like much higher. So like there's times where I'm literally carrying around two phones, like doing something on this phone, doing something, another thing on this phone, just to like, you know, maximize my time or just maximize my boredom, depending on how busy I am. So like having this, like going to be able to, you know, once again, run, you know, two separate apps on two separate screens, I won't need to carry two phones.
The more data you can get, it almost feels like you need. Isn't it interesting? Like that time we're in. Even with Windows 11, like when you swipe from the left or you go to what we call widgets experience, it brings a pane on top, like a window pane on top of anything else you're doing. The reason we designed it that way, and it actually has some you know, subtlety in its opacity and that translucency that you see, the reason we designed that way was exactly what you talked about. I think I want more information right now, that sort of moment. And the way we talk, and I talk to the team about it, is a little bit, hey, when somebody wants to take a break, you know, you swipe from the left and you're just into a whole new, it's like taking a nap, you know, like back in the old days. How do I get my energy back? Like, you know, you take a quick nap. I think now you pick up your other phone or you swipe in and I just need a break, or I want new information, or I want different information, or I want to enhance how I'm thinking about something. You see that in the two screens in Duo. You can see that same philosophy show up in Windows 11. You can see it in some of our windowing capability in Windows 11, our Snap features. Like, all of that is meant to both give you all the information you need when you need it, but also be able to find your way back to where you want to be. And there's a subtle balance there where it doesn't become overload, which is tough balance. And I think we've struck it pretty well. And if you do it all right, then when you're creating, you can stay into your flow, get the breaks that you need, come back to what you were doing again. I think you'll see that commonality exists throughout all of Windows 11, and then it starts to show in how these devices transform themselves to move in and out of different postures, and then you see it in the two screens on even an Android product like Duo.
I mean, it's even just something so simple as doing like product reviews. Like, I normally have to have at least two devices because one I'm going to be writing, and then the other one, like, I need to have, you know, something to like read the specs and make sure I'm getting all of the information right. And now it's like I can have it right there. That's great.
It's pretty cool.
It looks awesome.
I hope I want you to do that. Like, when you write your review on this product or when you spend your time, it'd be nice to see you use both screens at the same time and tell me how that plays out for you.
I can't wait.
Okay, this is gonna be a personal question. What is your one favorite feature from Windows 11?
You can only pick one.
Yeah, only one. You like them all, which is great, but you got to pick one. You can also think about it.
Stress. This is tough.
I think if I just don't say anything, you should be able to cover it all for me. That'd be perfect.
There you go.
But I will say, I think you got it right. You have this incredible centered experience. I talk about, you know, one of the things that we wanted for Windows 11 was we wanted it to feel familiar, but also calming and something you knew. Something that was just, you get it right in. There's no learning curve. Just jump in and go. It's like, you know, coming back home after years. You know where everything is, but it is different. At the same time, there's the new features. You were talking about Teams and that integrated chat feature, which is just awesome. And then you have widgets, which you can get into, you know, taking a break. And you have, I'll have to hit all like 100 and something features or whatever the number is, just to make sure I don't offend anyone. But I think in general, you've hit the high points for me. I'm grateful for it.
It's great.
Thank you.
So I guess as far as all of the devices that are coming out, I think this is one of the questions that I feel like I have, or actually I get a lot, is people are always like, well, which device should I get for me? Because there are so many. So I feel I mean, with the new lineup that you guys announced, you've got the Surface Laptop Studio, you've got the Pro 8, you've got the Go 3, and you have the upgraded Pro X as well. And then, this is also a side note, the accessibility, the adaptive kit. Which is so
It's awesome. Incredible.
We got a chance to see that as well. And I think that's really going to, it's such a small thing, but for so many people, like, that's going to make such a huge difference.
It is. There's a lot. You've summarized it. Thank you. Like, if you think about today, if you think about October 5th, like the target, you have an array of devices coming from all our OEMs for Windows 11. So there's this huge balance worldwide products that are coming that are just rich and designed to be great on Windows 11. And then you have the Surface lineup you just talked about. But I think you did hit probably maybe the most important one to me, funny enough, is that adaptive kit. I think the idea of designing for everybody, no matter what, is one of the most inspiring things that I get to see this team do. You know, there's a couple of elements. You think about a sustainable world and future, and you think about an accessible world, designing for everybody. You know, that's the sort of thing. I'm glad you mentioned the kit for what it brings to the table. I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of it. You know, and it's a set of different stickers, labels, lanyard, like stuff you'd be like, huh? But when you start seeing how it's used, it's super inspiring.
We like the ways that you guys might demo it, like someone may find another use for them that you may never have even thought was a good idea. And you're like, that's incredible.
Yeah, once it gets out in the world, like I'm very curious to see, you know, other use cases that people come up with. Because it's like, sometimes like I'll go to, like sometimes my nails will get cut too short and I have trouble like just lifting up, you know, a laptop or a screen or something. And I'm like, oh man. So having like that little tab, just being able to easily open it, you know, it really is something that can be for everyone.
It's pretty special to watch a team come together. I'm so glad you guys saw that product and you got your hands on it. I do think it'll make a difference.
It's kind of like marrying these two completely different worlds of how do you make technology more personable? How do you make it more accessible? How do you make it easy for everyone? Because I sometimes also feel a little jaded because we live in this tech world. We see this every single day. Everything is so easy and it comes natural because that's what we're living. But when you give this to somebody who has no idea how to use it, and being able to see them just intuitively figure it out, like that I feel like has to be so incredible for you guys.
I think that's one of the things that the company, like our mission is creating products, you know, that empower every human and organization on the planet to achieve more. That's what it comes down to. It's what drives us. It's what drives me. I think this team is there as well. And it does matter. Like what is your vision? What is your mission? You know, what is the culture you're driving? And don't get me wrong, we have Be Human, but we also have Be Relentless. Like, go. It's okay to fail, you know, have a growth mindset. It, on the other side of that, it's like, it's a pretty interesting continuous balance.
No, for sure. I mean, personally, I'm very excited. I don't know if you see or not, but we've got the Studio 2 in the back. It has been taken back from my place. Now it is in the back of yours. But I, you know, this has been one of my main PCs for quite some time now. And I'm actually very excited to load Windows 11 on that and test that out because I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, because it's been at my house.
I know. I had a water damage problem. It was a whole thing. We had to protect it here. But yeah, I'm excited to boot up Windows 11 on all of my PCs and just kind of see the different experiences, you know, on ones like my gaming PC, you know, because like I said, that's going to be like not a touch experience. It's going to be, you know, mouse, keyboard experience, but also on these new devices. Like it's just, and they're all going to work seamlessly together, which is another thing that I really like. You're saying back to productivity, you know, I do Excel sheets on my phone and they all just load up for me, you know, no matter where I am on which PC. So. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I love Excel. I love Microsoft.
Jenna does love Excel.
I love it. I don't know, like something about a good spreadsheet gets me excited.
You don't hear that every day. I gotta be honest.
I know. It's great.
And I like it because I'm not very good at math. So for me, like I'm like, once I figure out these little algorithms and sort of the formulas, like I don't have to even think. Like it just does it for me. But Jenna does love spreadsheets. Like she's making spreadsheets for like everything. We actually, back when Animal Crossing was, when I was obsessively playing that, I actually did make a spreadsheet for all of the items that I needed, how many bells I could purchase them for, which one of my friends had them, how I could get them at their island, what time they were available.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's perfect.
Hey,
use
you know
case
what?
For
however
Excel,
you use
Excel's
it.
Excel's a powerhouse. Like it's got a massive fan base. And like Jenna, you're not alone. Like first off, it's a badass product.
Yeah.
Of course, but Second, like, it's got some hardcore fans. Like, don't mess with Excel. I'll tell you that right
like,
now.
I get my little pen out, and I'm, you know, like, just doing my Excel, my spreadsheets. It's going to be great. I like it.
You should get an Excel tattoo.
Well, we could talk about that later, but... Oh my gosh.
If you do, let me know. I'd like to know.
Yeah, if
that.
I do.
That'd be big news.
Yeah, is there anything else that you want to talk about before we let you off into the big announcement land?
Or maybe you go take a nap. You deserve it. You guys have been working very hard.
Yeah, no. I think the team deserves it more than I do, honestly. They have been nonstop. And, you know, I think the only thing I'd say is it's all first. Thank you for having me. It's amazing. I feel humbled to be here. I consider it an honor. And then I'll say it again. What you do is an inspiration to so many people. And for me, that's just huge.
Thank you.
You know, this is one step in this journey that we continue to be on. This is the beginning of Windows 11, and it'll be around for a while, and it'll just keep evolving, and you'll see a series of new devices coming, and we'll be back. Hopefully, we'll be back hanging out again at some point. And today's the day where people can jump into Windows 11, which is such a big deal, whether it's on a new Surface or an OEM device, or your Surface Studio, right there. Yeah, I mean it. By the way, it looks gorgeous.
Like, I wanted so nice. To plug it in, but the cable was actually at Jenna's house.
Yeah, because so. I had water damage, so all of my electronics were here because they were safe, but I left my cord management because it was all very nice and perfect. So yeah, she couldn't plug it in. I'm taking this back. Yeah, this is coming back today, so it's not yours anymore.
No, but I'm very excited, and I feel like you guys obviously are, you know, kind of pushing that technology envelope forward, especially with the new Surface Duo 2, and the laptop studio is just really cool. It's been a while also since
you
I've
like
had
this
a,
device. You love this product. I love
it. I do.
That.
I'm really
so excited.
I love
I'm
it.
Obsessed with it. Just it because is beautiful.
I also feel like so many things are always the same. Like, you know, obviously the Surface, like we've seen that form factor. We've seen that, you know, for the past, you know, couple of years, actually quite a while now. And it's awesome to see you guys kind of take that and like elevate it, merging the mobile of the Surfaces and then the Surface Studio and bringing it all into one. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah, and the Studio has been one of my favorite devices. So now that, like, I can have that in a new small form factor, like, it's, oh man, I really am just excited. Like, holding it, I was also surprised it was very light. I thought it was going to be heavier.
Right? Yeah.
But it's like a very good quality, but like the perfect, it has what, 14.4 inch display, and it's just, it's not heavy.
No, it's great.
I was like, I was very impressed with
You've
that.
You've done your homework. There is in the design point was meant to be balanced. So mm-hmm. when you do pick it up, it's not meant, you know, although it brings a lot of perf, it's a bit of a powerhouse. You don't need multiple devices to live in a hybrid kind of setting. You don't. And but you do need multiple setups to where you're going to be. And you can take your product with you. I think this and Pro 8 do that pretty well right now. I think, and Windows 11 is meant to adapt with you. So I think it's a good time to be jumping into it.
Yeah, I think even like docking these things too to like monitors is also another thought that I think a lot of people sometimes don't realize that they can even do that.
Yeah, I mean, having that second display
is important. It's important. You hit a huge point. Like, you dock to two 4K monitors or 8K monitors, pick, and you're basically expanding your mind in how much you can do and how quickly and what you think about. And we have kind of the science and the data behind it. And this is one of those things. You don't always have to be docked. But when you really want to get at it, you know, you can be. And if one of your setups is a docking, you just plug in and go. Pretty powerful experience. And Windows 11 kind of, it does that extremely well.
And yeah, it is very cool. I don't know if I have anything else. I feel like we should let you go take a nap and we should go install Windows 11 on every single PC that we own. This might take a while.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to see you both.
Always Bye. Nice to see you.
Bye. Oh, by the way, wait.
We're still here.
Thank you. Thank you for sending a note to my daughters.
Oh, of course. They're so cute.
I won. Do you realize I won Dad of the Year that day?
That's hilarious.
The next day was all God, but that day was a very, very, very inspiring.
Well, if you ever need another Dad of the Day, you know, favor.
Yeah,
you know,
like a birthday shout out.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
You know where to find us.
Birthday
shout
outs. We're pros.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. Again, this is the Same Brain Podcast. If you missed the name of our podcast, you can check us out on YouTube, also on anchor.fm, where you can leave us voice messages, and of course on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else that you listen to podcasts.
And thank you so much to Panos Panay for joining us on this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We had a great time.
This was so much fun. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.